from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The godfather of Atlanta sports radio has now stepped in the building.
Now you come to me and you say, give me justice, but you don't ask for respect. You don't offer friendship. You don't even think to call me godfather.
It's Wednesday on the morning shift.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday. And Wednesdays are reserved for steak tips.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Top three items to put the W sauce on right now. Yeah, it's a sec.
Top three? Yeah, well, top three. I hate Brussels sprouts, so I pour them on Brussels sprouts.
Breakfast tacos.
Is that the Verde sauce?
The Verde is very good.
I understand what we're dealing with.
I put Verde on regular tacos.
How about a pork chop?
I put as a marinade, absolutely. I can, you know what? I use it. I'll take some W sauce and some ketchup. And I mix it together, and then I dip my French fries in there. Oh yeah!
How do we feel about the Wendy's Frosty? And it's usually women who do this, dipping the French fry in the Frosty.
I can't get on board. We talked about this.
You haven't heard that?
Oh, so you go there?
Yeah, it's the salt and sweet.
What flavor Frosty? Is there just one flavor?
Chocolate.
Yeah,
I think there is a vanilla, but that's just ice cream.
It's kind of like heard of the hot girl lunch or the have you heard of that before?
I don't know what it is, but hearing you say
the hot girl lunch is like a salad with French fries. Like the girls, you know, they get their nice little salad, but then somebody has to get a big old thing of fries in the middle.
Yeah.
That's called the hot girl lunch.
I'm here for that.
Right?
I gotta watch my figure too.
I want to have a hot girl lunch. That sounds good.
Really good.
Yeah, that's like we're being good, but let's get some French fries in the middle.
And then we get a frosty, right?
Yeah, we share it.
If we share it, the calories don't count.
I might go to La Paria and have a hot senorita lunch. You know, you do the nachos in the middle. Get the taco salad.
Frozen Mark?
All right, I think I'm supposed to talk about. So I was thinking about USA Hoops. Who are playing amazing. Yep. Like, they're stacked, they're loaded, they're playing like a team. If they don't win the gold medal, me and Dylon were talking about, if they don't win the gold medal, they're one of the great teams in history to not finish the drill, right? Mm-hmm. One of the great teams in history to not finish what you started and need to close it out. When you think of all-time great teams that did not finish the drill, did not get it done, the greatest teams to not win at all. It doesn't have to be Olympics, obviously. What comes to mind?
There's two. First of all, Morgan Wallen has a song about the 98 Braves. That one always is going to sting. And the 2001 Mariners.
Were they loaded the 98 Braves more than any other years?
Yeah, I mean, they were just beating the brakes off of everybody, right?
There's some Braves teams when Sheffield was here and Chipper and insane numbers. like middle of the order. Andrew is hitting 50 home runs, where their lineup looked like we did 2 years ago. They had the big guns, Smoltz, Glavin, Maddox.
Yeah, 106 wins in 98. Yeah. And the 0-1 Mariners were a lot the same way with Jay Buhner, you know, about, Edgar Martinez, those guys, Ken Griffey.
How about the 0-2 Miami Hurricanes?
Loaded.
I mean, all the NFL talent on
loaded
that team.
Roster.
2001
so
Rams.
So the Mariners won 116 games.
There you go.
I mean, 40, they were, dude, they. 116 and 46 or something like that.
They were so.
Edgar Martinez
good.
In his prime, Suzuki's first year, they get beat by the Yankees. They won 116 games.
I think
Jay
Buhner was still on that
2001,
team.
It's the greatest show on turf. Had no business losing to Tom Brady as a rookie. I mean, that's how Belichick solidified, right? Because Brady wasn't anything special.
Well, it wasn't the guy in the rafters that was filming?
How much do you need to film to figure out Marshall Faulk and was it Isaac Bruce?
Torrey Holt.
Torrey Holt.
Kurt
loaded.
Warner, man.
Remember, they tied the game. They're down 17-3. Most of that game, they scored 2 touchdowns late, and John Madden has the famous line about Brady. Patriots need to take a knee and be happy to get to overtime, and then they decide to throw it. That's of lore.
That's a great game.
The Bills, I'd argue, now that's considered the greatest team ever to not win a championship because that was Randy Moss in his prime. That was the 50-something touchdowns for Brady. I'd argue the Bills team in their absolute prime, their first Super Bowl. Again, unfortunately, another Bill Belichick story there. Andre Reed, James Lofton, Thurman Thomas, Jim Kelly at their peak. Cornelius Bennett, Bruce Smith, Darrell Talley. Loaded.
Four straight losses in the
Super Bowl. That was the first.
They won the AFC title game 51-3 against the Raiders.
Yeah. Scott Norwood, right?
Scott Norwood, yeah. But I mean that never should Otis Anderson, I think they had 40 minutes of ball control. The Giants were basically like, we are gonna take the air out of the ball. So that's another one. You guys hit it pretty good.
Can I throw one out there that I think is gonna sting everybody? How about the 2023 Braves?
That's what I was thinking. I mean, it was supposed to happen.
Well, what's 22 or 20. I mean, listen, last year we spent three months thinking it was going to be a coronation.
Right.
Like, we looked up and down and we're like, dude, like, Matt Olson's numbers, Austin Riley's numbers, Ronald Acuna's numbers, Ozzie Albies. Like, it was like, how can seven guys have career years at the same time, right? And it was out in a whimper before it even started.
Eight All-Stars, and one of those was freaking Bryce Elder, of all things.
Right.
And I mean,
right. Oh. Well, it's kind of like, I mean, not to the degree that Philly fans 2 months ago were talking about, we got the greatest roster we've ever assembled, top to bottom. And it's just the length of the baseball season. That's why, how crazy can you get? I mean, yeah, listen, losing 8-0 and 10-0 3 days apart is not a fun thing.
Let me ask you this. Does the 93 Braves fit in that conversation? Because I don't have the history, but
no.
I know those early 90s Braves teams were really good.
Well, one other one real quick, though. I don't know. Braves, you got to look at 14 division titles. What was the best teams that didn't win it? Golden State goes 73-9. You guys don't realize that's the greatest record in NBA history?
I forgot about that.
3-1. In the finals.
Oh.
And that's the LeBron
Draymond. And the Draymond gets ejected from the game. And
Kyrie
the
hits
game.
The shot, and Cleveland gets their title. They beat a 73-9 team that was up 3-1 in the series.
Don't forget that 05 USC team as well.
Yeah, Leinart and Reggie Bush.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my top.
That's it for us here on the Morning Shift Steak. What do you guys got coming up, man?
I got Rusty. That's all you need to know.
Ooh, Rusty Rocks.
Rusty Rocks. He told me the Rusty Rocks today. It's perfect.
All right, man. That'll do it for us here on the Morning Shift. Allie, be back with us in the morning.
Yes,
make
sir.
Sure you
stay cool, Atlanta.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.